You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by Houston resident Allison Footer and Houston resident Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros. Allison, there's a lot of moving parts with the Astros. If they look to 2015, 2016, as we sit here today after 120 games, do you feel this has been a season of progress?
Yes, I think it has been a season of progress. And I don't think that you can just look at it because they've already surpassed their win total from last year. I find that to be a little bit of a bogus sentiment because of the teams that they fielded last year compared to this year. So just by virtue of putting guys on the field this year that can actually sustain a major league season, I think that they were going to add a lot of wins no matter what. But as far as progress goes, for sure, I mean, I think we're seeing things from Chris Carter we didn't think we were going to see. The rotation has been very good. The lineup has been okay. I mean, they've definitely suffered since Springer's been out and John Singleton is not producing. But I think there's hope for both of those guys, either finishing out this year or certainly next year. If they just figure out a way to get a bullpen that can have some sustainability over a six-month season, then they might have something going.
Let's bring in Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. Brian, what the heck has gotten into Chris Carter? This is the guy they hoped they were getting last year, right?
Yeah, I mean, he came as a guy who was going to hit a lot of home runs and he would strike out a little bit. But through the first half of the season, he was hitting home runs, not a lot, but he was still hitting some home runs, striking out a lot, not as much as last year, but he wasn't hitting much of anything else. His batting average is .180. And I mean, I think if you would have, if you give the Astros some truth serum, I think they were getting to the point to where they were going to have to decide what to do with him, whether to pull the plug or designated him or something. But since July 1st, he's been the most feared slugger, basically, in baseball. 16 home runs since July 1st. Nobody else has more than nine and leads the majors in the RBIs and slugging and all that stuff since July 1st. And he's hitting for a batting average over .300 as well. Basically, what it comes down to, he's shortened his stroke a little bit. Really hasn't hurt his power at all, but he's shortened his stroke. He's being more selective. You know, he's worked on this stuff all year, and what made it click, I'm not sure, but it's certainly working for him now. It's been a good six-week run. Can he keep it up over the final 6 weeks of the season? If so, the Astros got to feel pretty good about having Carter in the lineup next year.
Do you think he's in the plans for 2015?
Yeah, I definitely do. If he keeps hitting like this, for sure. You asked me that 6 weeks ago, I would have said no. I would have said they can't afford to have him in the lineup every day, not putting the ball in play and hitting the occasional home run. It's just not worth it. But the hitter that he's become now, if he keeps this up, he could wreak some havoc over a full season. It's just a matter of can he keep it up.
Didn't John Mailey, his hitting coach, I mean, he seemed to have had a different outlook on Carter for most of the season. I mean, he never really, I mean, I guess the hitting coach isn't going to say it even if he does, but he didn't seem to really give up on him. He saw a lot of what he could be. And I know that they worked very, very hard, but just as far as just like recognizing pitches, pitch selection, I mean, things like that, it's not something you can really teach as much as I guess it's just repetition after repetition until they get it.
Yeah, and that's it. I know that Maley's been working with him a lot in the video room as well. One of the things that Carter was doing, he was swinging and missing at a lot of the pitches that were in the zone, which normally you think guys striking out would swing at pitches that are out of the zone, and if you put something in the zone, they would hit it. But he was hitting some bad balls and then swinging and missing the pitches in the zone. So he's kind of, whatever they did, Maley kind of worked with him on that, and now those balls that he was missing are fouling off. Now he's really squaring them up and hitting them out of the ballpark.
Brian, when the Astros called up Fulton Nevich to finish the season working out of the bullpen, was the plan going forward to have him in the rotation on opening day 2015?
I think so. Jeff Luno said that he'll come to camp next year as a starter, and I think he would have to earn one of those rotation spots. And, I mean, that's getting a little tougher to do you consider what Oberholzer's doing, and then Colin McHugh has an ERA of 3, and Keuchel's an ace. So now Feldman's going to be back. So, unless they make a trade, you might only have one rotation spot going into spring training. It's kind of up for grabs right now. And you know, I think he'll be one of the guys that is front and center in that competition. And you have some guys pitching very well at AAA right now, and Tropiano and Wojciechowski. So they're going to have some really, you know, promising young options for the rotation. But I think ideally they would like, you know, Fulton Evers to take that next step and to get that secondary stuff over the plate more and get people off his fastball and start his major league career as a starter in the rotation next year.
What do you make of John Singleton now that we've pretty far into his being called up and his sampling on the major league level, and obviously the returns aren't wonderful, but are they concerned, or is this part of the learning process, or are these growing pains? What do you think about him?
Well, if they're concerned, they're really not saying. I mean, I think, you know, they got to be disappointed, I think, in what he's done so far. And he hits a few balls a mile, as we saw the other day, but, you know, still striking out, not putting the ball in play. And even defensively, he has not played well. He's been really shaky at picking balls out of the dirt, which is, you know, a big part of the first baseman's job is to save his infielders and finish those plays. And but, you know, they're going to be patient because they know that he put up good numbers in AAA. They know he's got massive power and could be a guy that could hit 40 home runs. And right now they have a lot of time invested in him, and now they have a lot of money invested in him. You know, he's got the contract, so I think they'll give him a very long leash to figure out what he can do. I think no matter what happens over the final 6 weeks of the season, he's going to be the opening day first baseman, and he'll probably have all of next year to try to prove he's a productive major league player. But they've already, you know, they already have him under contract. They give him all that money, so he's their guy going forward. And maybe he'll be, maybe he'll be one of these Carter types that comes around. Or you remember George Springer the first month really struggled at the plate, but Singleton has struggled for quite a long time now. And but they're going to keep running him out there every day and see if he can figure it out.
Mark Appel has made four starts at AA. Have they seen encouraging signs consistently enough to think he has turned some kind of corner, or how do they feel about it?
Yeah, I think they're pretty happy about it. I think Appel and Lancaster were just not a good mix for a lot of reasons. And that's kind of the thing we've always feared, is they would send one of their young pitchers to Lancaster and he would get shelled and, you know, it damages psyche. And I think that's exactly what happened with Appel, and whether that changes how they deal with Lancaster going forward, I don't know. Some pitchers have gone there and pitched well, like Brady Rogers last year and Josh Hader this year. But as far as Appel goes, the stuff has always been there. The stuff is still there, still throwing hard. And now that he's racking up quality starts at AA, it's a good sign. And barring injury, it looks like he'll come to spring training. We talked about competing for spots in the rotation, and maybe he's another guy that could be in the rotation early next year if he keeps it up and then comes to camp next year and has some competitiveness.
Overall, just looking sort of at Bo Porter, kind of at the front office, the dynamic with the team, even though they still lose plenty of games, they do have a lot of encouraging moments. And just the overall attitude of, let's start with just, I guess, the players in the clubhouse and that day-to-day dynamic. Do they have a pretty good attitude? Do they like playing for their manager? Do they sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, in the next couple of years? What do you make of that?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, there are some players, I guess some of the more heady players, the way I'll put it, who, especially early in the year, were just frustrated with, I guess it was when Springer and Singleton weren't here, and they thought their team was putting too much emphasis on the minor leagues. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, as a group, they see what's going on, and they know that you mentioned the win total, it's not a great barometer, but, you know, they are going to win quite a few more games. They do have to feel good about Springer, the rotation. I mean, the players can look around and see things taking shape a little bit, and I talked to Jason Castro about that, and compared to last year to this year, and he says it's way different. He said it's just a lot more fun to come to the ballpark every day, and he thinks they're closer now than he thought they would be last year after they lost 111 games. And as far as Bo goes, I mean, I think they like playing for him. For a lot of these guys, it's their first big league manager, so they don't know any different, but he's very much a player's manager, and, you know, I haven't heard a whole lot of whining about Bo or any of his tactics or anything as far as the players are concerned.
Brian, one of the guys they got in the Jared Cozart deal was Jake Marisnik, who's played well since he came here. What do they like about him, and what do they see as his role going forward?
Well, they like he's got a lot of speed, very, very athletic. I kind of compare him to Brian Bogusevic. Hopefully he'll turn into a better hitter than Bogusevic. Now, you got to remember, Bogusevic was drafted as a pitcher and didn't hit for a few years. So when he made the transition in 08 back to a hitter, I think he was kind of behind the eight ball. But Marisnyk is very athletic. He can play all three positions in the outfield. The big thing is whether he can hit or not. And so far, since he's been here, he's done a pretty nice job hitting. He's not going to hit for a lot of power. But if they get him and put him in the lineup with Dexter Fowler, and if Springer comes back, that's three very athletic outfielders who can cover a lot of ground, and hopefully they can hit as well, and that gives them plenty of options going forward and into next year, depending what they want to do with Fowler. Maybe at some point in the offseason, they entertain a trade for Fowler, or during the season, maybe they can get something for him. And then they could put Springer in center, and they have Marisnyk they can feel good about starting as well. So, also in that trade, you can't downplay the draft pick was very huge for them. Remember, they got a draft pick last year for Bud Norrison, and they're really high on Colin Moran, the double A third baseman. Gives them a little bit of that third base depth, the upper levels that they've been lacking.
Interesting times for the Astros. Brian McTaggart joining us from New York. When you come back to Houston, we'd appreciate one of those I Love New York T-shirts. I know you've been shopping for them, and we appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you when you come home.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.